The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but they put a smile on your face and they make you think that was funny and it just kind of relaxes you. And who doesn't need a little bit of chilling out? Everybody does. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. The way things are going in the news, I could say before this sentence finishes. Oh, wait, that didn't happen. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. Some of us will. And that's very beneficial humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? We pay the bill. That's why we have a radio show. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we really just don't care about that we don't know. But what we do want to do is talk faith with you, so here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Now, we understand, and I want you to know right ahead of time, there are a ton of excellent teachers on this station. They are fantastic, and you should be listening to them. I come along, I'm like your big brother. I'm like the guy that's irritating, annoying, but still loves you. That kind of guy. You know, the guy at Thanksgiving that throws the little pickles? That's me, okay? I'm here to encourage you in the Lord. That's my goal. Just to help you step one step closer in towards Jesus. That's all I want to do. That's a victory in my mind. So here's what we offer. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, if you have something that you want to share, something the Lord is working on in your life, something that's a praise research, something that's a prayer request, maybe you have an answer to Bible trivia, which a lot of people love to participate in. You don't always have to be brilliant when you answer. You can just do your best, and we'll get you to the right spot to get to the right answer. Here's the bottom line. All you got to do is give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call to 972-445-0770, you will find out that it is Terrific Tea that answers the phone, and that's just like warm cookies coming right out of the oven. Ah, it's so nice to get warm cookies. When Noelle makes cookies and she, you know, puts the cookies out and you're supposed to let them cool, she always takes one cookie and brings it to me so I can have it where it's really hot and it's all crumbly and it falls apart. I love it. All right. Also, you can text us, by the way, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. And you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can do that anytime through the show. You can send an email. You can do a text. You can call in. We'll do the best that we can to accommodate, the best that we can to encourage you, the best that we can to love on you, the best we can. Getting a lot of best weekends there. That's what we got going on there. A couple of quick updates. I'm excited because in about, let's see, today's the 14th, so in about 10 or 11 days, my daughter and her husband, Jared, fantastic son-in-law, and Addie Bug and Isaiah Anthony and Easton Scott are going to make a trip towards Rockwell, Texas, which is really kind of cool because then we'll get a chance to see them. And I haven't seen them in a long, long time. So I'm really blessed by that. And then outside of that, I've been praying for everybody very fervently about everybody doing well in the Lord. No matter what you see that takes place around you, you stand firm in the Lord. The Lord will never abandon you. I've been doing a brief study on Joseph in his life where he was, you know, falsely accused by Potiphar and he was in prison and he knew that it wasn't the right situation. He even said that to the baker and to the cupbearer, especially to the cupbearer. He's like, don't forget me, you know, when you get before Pharaoh because I'm in here in a kind of an unjust position. He knew what was going on, but he still had a confidence in the Lord. And the scripture says that God was with him. That the Lord was with him. That the Lord was with him. I mean, that's what it says over and over again. And you look at the circumstance and you go, I don't know how the Lord is with him if he gets sold by his brothers and then he gets falsely accused of rape and then he's forgotten by the guy that he interprets the dream. How is that with him? But see, the way that God operates, God is with us. That is part of his the name that was given to Jesus Christ. God is with us. With us, God with us. Isn't that cool? And so that's how he was able to get through all of that daunting material. While somebody is on the phone talking to T, I'm just going to go forward and talk to you about what I want to share with you. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31. It says this, "And you saw in the wilderness how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son all along the way you traveled until you reached this place." This is Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31. Listen again what it says. "And you saw in the wilderness how the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son all along the way you traveled until you reached this place." Here's the bottom line. As God brought the children of Israel through the wilderness, it was the Lord who carried them through. And I want to bring that up, and it's an important point for a couple of reasons. The Lord is the one that carries us and brings us through. Now, how many of you guys out there are familiar with footprints in the sand? Many of you are. Many of you even have maybe little plaques or little sayings or little artsy things that are in your house that talk about this poem, and I'm going to read the poem to you because it talks about the carrying process. Here's a poem. Author technically is unknown. It says this, "One night I dreamed a dream as I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. From each scene I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to the Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at those footprints in the sand, and I noticed that many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. This really troubled me. So I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me." He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you, never, ever, during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." So what we miss, and even though it's a beautiful poem, and no, it's not a scripture, so don't freak out about that, but what we miss is that it's God who's doing the carrying at some of the toughest times. And listen to what the Lord is saying to the children of Israel. He said, "You're in the wilderness, and the Lord your God carried you. And God gets you through." And what we think oftentimes is, it just feels like the Lord is far away. And it doesn't walk with, he's right next to me or right by me, or it doesn't get that vibe. But the irony is that the truth is that the Lord's carrying us. He's so close to us, he probably has us cradled, but we're so affected and infected that we don't even notice how close he is. Is that amazing? I mean, that's kind of a really powerful thought. So here's what I want to do with him. We'll wind it out in some of this. In the wilderness, God carries us all along the way. Not bits and pieces. He's taking credit. And you have to remember who God is. He's the perfect parent. And he carries us all the way until we arrive. And we have seen it, and we see it, and we will see it. Let me say that again so you understand. We have seen God carry us. We do see God carry us, and we will see God carry us. Because he has loved us, he does love us, and he will love us. And he has been with us, and he is with us, and he will be with us. There is a faithfulness that comes from the Lord. I was praying today in my devotions, and remember I told you I always go through the fruit of the Spirit. And so when you're going through, you go, you know, Lord, I want to do better. You know, love, joy, peace, patience, you know, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And then I went back up to that faithfulness one, and I thought, God, you are so faithful to us. I'm not very faithful to you, Lord. I think in an hour's time, I can go from, you know, saint to sinner. Maybe a little too fast. And the idea behind that is that God is steady. He doesn't bounce up and down. James says there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And that what that means is when the sun moves and it hits something on a shadow, the shadow moves. I mean, as the sun is hitting it, it moves. But the way that God is, he's consistent and constant. He doesn't move. He's not going anywhere. And so in that faithfulness, he demonstrates to us, even when we are faithless, he is faithful still. And we trust him, and we thank him, and we believe him, because as a son or as a daughter, he has carried us through all the way till we reach the place we need to go, the promised land. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment.
because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Before we do our trivia, we're going to do a shout-out prayer. Not going to give you really too much information. Prayers that sometimes we pray for people are anonymous. We keep them that way to keep people protected in that capacity. But just join me for a moment. I promise you will be in agreement since we are seeking the will of God in the situation. Father, we come before you right now and we pray for this person that's going through a very difficult time. There are some legal issues involved and some things that are beyond our scope to understand, but you know everything that's taking place. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that you would grant protection for this person and their family, and you would keep them not just safe, but full of peace because they can trust and lean on you. And you offer a peace that passes all understanding. And we ask you to bring that peace into their hearts and minds and that they would accept that peace from you. They would walk in that presence and that power of peace and that they would be trusting for things they cannot even understand, but that they know you are in control of all things. We lift this up before you and simply ask, Father, thy will be done. Let your will be done. We pray for grace and mercy to just fully cover and protect in this situation. And let there be no health issues because of the stress that's going on. We pray for freedom for that in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Okay, there we go. All right, now it's time for trivia. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And then we'll do we didn't do the website. And I forgot, did we do DNA? Is DNA in there? We haven't done that. We'll do the website later. If people don't know the website by now, I can't help you. I'm trying to help. All right, here we go. This is there are five trivia questions for this show. These are all some way, shape, or form connected to a lion or lions. Okay, so lions. Okay. All right. Here's the very first trivia question. What prophet foresaw a time when a lion would eat straw instead of meat? Okay, and you know there's five major prophets that we've talked about, five major books we should say. So there's Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. What major prophet talked about a lion eating straw instead of meat? If you think you know the answer, you can text in at the 214-210-8483, or you can call in at 972-445-0770. So there you go. Okay, that's a pretty good one right there. We're just going to leave that kind of there. I think we can. We're going to do our DNA. I just think that's the most important thing for people to recognize. And I always have Tierra help me do the DNA. So DNA is the building blocks of what a Christian is. It's what we think you should be doing every day, how you should be functioning every day. And it's what's important about DNA is it's the strands by which your existence goes forward. And so here's the Christian DNA. No, it's not perfect. And yes, there's other ones, but this is the one we like. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve. Right, we got somebody calling in, and we're going to get them to respond on that question. But we should, all three of those, draw closer to the Lord daily, which means every day. Christianity is not every other day, a once a week, a once a month, a twice a year. It's an everyday relationship with the living God. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. No matter what the world says, who cares? I mean, the world's been lying since the beginning. Since Satan lied in the garden, man has been following that format for quite some time. You should just care about what the Lord has to say. That's what counts. You know, the big thing out there right now is follow the science, follow the science. Well, let me just explain to you that science is ever changing and ever, you know, trying to figure itself out. You know what's great about the truth? It never changes. It's constant. And then the A, always be ready to serve, which means you're sensitive to God, but you're also sensitive to people, being a conduit where the Lord can use you to bless and to encourage and strengthen and touch other people. There you go. That's DNA. All right, somebody ready to answer the trivia question? Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, it's Samson. How are you?
Good, Samson. How are you?
Very good, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, my good brother.
Yes.
It's good to hear your voice. Are you guys doing a little better? How's the family?
Yes. Praise God. I mean, yes, there is a struggle, but it's a process, and I've seen some changes in me. I'm going to start from me. Yeah.
I feel you, brother. Now, listen, everybody in the audience, you got to be praying for our brother. You got to be praying for him and his family. You got to you don't have to build a big altar. Just mention him in prayer. And bring it before the Lord, right? All right, here we go.
Good. Well, as you were saying, the science changes every time or frequently, like a Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
So
it changes. I mean, it's been changing for so long. I know people don't remember this, but when my mom was super duper stressed, I'm just telling you, so this is the 60s. When my mom was super duper stressed out, the doctor his name was Dr. Covan. He's passed on, so I'm not, you know, besmirching him or anything. But he used
to
say,
it wasn't the doctor butcher like that.
But he used to say, smoke a cigarette. because they would say that will relax you. And it's just like, okay, the science has changed, right? And it's just like, in other words, things change. But the truth never changes. God is
faithful.
That's
right. Because Dr. Fauci has been changing left and right, up and down.
It never ceases to amaze me how smart everybody is until they isn't.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to give a shot for the question that you were asking for trivia.
Okay.
In my gut reaction is, it's a Daniel.
No, but that's a really good guess. It really is. This is when the lion would eat straw instead of meat, and that, my good friend, is going to be Isaiah.
Okay.
It's going to be Isaiah. What prophet foresaw is Isaiah chapter 11, verse 7. And some people think that that portion has a direct connection to the millennium, and so it's worth checking out and looking at. But that was a good guess, though, because you never would think Ezekiel would say that. And Jeremiah was too depressed.
Like my first was Daniel and then Isaiah.
Yep. That's it, though. Cool. Isaiah. So it's good. You got another second one. We'll take it as a win, and we'll give it to you.
Cool.
All right, my brother.
I have a prayer request. I think we need to pray for Israel's protection. You know, as this week is a Shavuot celebration, and there's a whole chaos from this last week. So we need to pray for the protection.
Let's do that. Let's do that right now together,
brother.
Can we do that right this second? Let's pray for everybody there right now. How about that? Father, we come before you and we just pray for the situation in Israel. We know politicians and, you know, people that are into war, people are pro-life and against life, trying to kill people, other people trying to save people. That's way beyond us, God. Here's what we ask. Make your peace reign in this situation and bring peace to where there's nothing but conflict of man, because the wrath of man doesn't work the righteousness of God. But we trust you to protect Israel, but to bring everything down to a calm so that there can be peace. And especially Sam's family and all the people that we have connection to, let them be well and protected in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Lord, we also speak Shabbat Shalom on whole Israel. Amen.
All right. God bless you, bro.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. All right, I only got a couple minutes, so I want to get zinging right away. Okay, so the answer was Isaiah. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. This is a very simple teaching. Ready? Are you looking for a blessing? Yes or no? You looking for a blessing? Oh, okay. Here we go. Prove yourself doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. If anyone's a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror. For once he's looked at himself and gone away, he's immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides in it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. want to make this really, really, really simple. If we are forgetful hearers, we're not going to be as blessed as if we are effective doers. It's you can't change that. You can't unwrite that. You can't, you know, wait. No. Here's the bottom line. We hear a lot of stuff, and it's highly unlikely that you'll ever function in all the stuff you hear at 100%. But some people don't function in any of it. And it's like, that is so wrong, it's incredible. There's no point in getting more knowledge if you're not using that knowledge, using it with wisdom to have practical engagement. What the Lord is looking for is he shares stuff with us and we absorb it in. And we recognize that we need his grace to prevail. So it's not that's not what's in question. But he doesn't then just want us to be a sponge that simply absorbs. He wants us to be a sponge that wipes up messes. That's gonna, like, don't just sit there. Be an active person. Jump into the person's hand. In other words, I'm thinking of a mom who's like cleaning this thing. Jump into her hand so you can be part of the cleaning process. In other words, be active in this. Be a doer in what you hear. The things that you hear about prayer, about Bible, about fellowship, about serving, about giving. All of those things about having an attitude change or a character change or an alteration so that you reflect Jesus more. Do those things. It doesn't mean you have to build an ark, but it does mean you have to be prepared to do whatever the Lord asks you to do, no matter how little or how large. So everything from building an ark down. How about that? That's a good way to everything down. Do it. Be a doer, an effective doer, because that person's going to be blessed in everything that they touch with and everything that their hands are set to. That's why that's so important, okay? So don't just be a hearer. Be a doer. Be somebody that doesn't just go, la, 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 la. Be somebody that does something, okay? All right. Push the kid on the swing. Don't just look at the kid. Like, help him go back and forward. Don't just look at him and go back and forward. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, top of the hour. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
This is Ray Bentley.
Ray Bentley, the man, the myth, the legend on the show.
I was going to say that about you.
It has been four years and six months and 29 days since you've been live on the David Spoon Experience.
Oh, man, finally, I'm sliding in under the tag home safe.
You are finally. Safe. Okay, and so I'll tell the entire audience real simple. After this interview, you can either blame Ray or you can bless Ray because it was his fault a year and a half ago on February 12th when he called me and said, you should be back on the radio.
You just point
to that guy. Okay. All right. First of all, Ray, I want to ask you a really important question to start everything off with. The time is yours. You determine how much time you've got. It's totally up to you. But I do want to just ask you this quick question. How you doing?
You know what? I am doing good. I'm doing great. I think these are exciting times. I feel like we're in an acceleration of things happening, of God moving, of kind of things that we thought about and imagined prophetically what it would look like. And it's like happening so much so fast with such acceleration. I'm like, I can't hardly keep up with it all. It's just, it's a great hour to look up and to encourage one another. You know, I do realize there's lots of challenges and these are trying times, but out of the worst of times come the best of times.